We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
So many things made Michigan men's basketball special a year ago, and two of the primary pieces showed themselves as Michigan tried to reclaim that form in the win over San Diego State on Saturday inside Chrysler Center. First things first, Hunter Dickinson. Dickinson was a freshman All-American. He came in as a preseason national All-American, but he struggled against North Carolina, largely due to foul trouble. He did not play a whole lot in that loss to the Tar Heels. On Saturday, he was his best this season and one of his best performances as a collegiate player. 23 points, 14 rebounds, but he showed off some of the other aspects of his game, some of the things that he has tried to work on that NBA scouts wanted to see. In particular, 3 of 3 from deep. He also added 3 assists, did not turn the ball over, and played a career-high 39 minutes. Hunter talked about it during the offseason. The coaching staff deliberately kept him in longer than normal in practice, trying to get that stamina up, and with Musa Diabate leaving due to illness in the first half, Dickinson needed to be leaned upon, and he was ready and willing to do just that. The other aspect that made Michigan such a dominant team last season was it didn't matter what the other team's strengths were. Michigan could evolve. They could differentiate how they had success on the floor. They could beat you at your best game. And San Diego State coming in was an elite defensive team. They have been in the last few years, in the last few decades, under Steve Fisher and now Brian Dutcher. Of course, very familiar names to Michigan fans. But this season, where San Diego State's really stood out statistically, three-point defense. Opponents were shooting sub 23% from downtown coming in. Yeah, a bit of a small sample size, but not that small. They had played 7 games already, and Michigan shot 11 of 20 from three. We mentioned Hunter Dickinson, a perfect 3 of 3. Caleb Houston had a breakout performance, 4 of 5 from the floor. We saw Eli Brooks, Terrence Williams II, and Brandon Johns Jr. all register at least one triple. Michigan dominated in an area that San Diego State had dominated opponents before today. It was a tremendous performance, and it did look a little bit like what we saw last season. There is a long way to go in that regard, but this was a solid first step back, especially considering Big Ten play is on the horizon on Tuesday. 72-58 the final. Michigan knocks off San Diego State. Juwan Howard, Terry Mills, Caleb Houston in the highlights coming up on Defend the Block.
We're talking Michigan basketball Welcome to Defend the Block, where we'll take you inside the basketball programs with interviews, analysis, and so much more. Now, here's your host, Brian Bush.
Not a whole lot in the way of observations to get to. Full disclosure, we're recording this before we go on the air for Michigan football on Saturday afternoon, so we'll get right into it. After, just a quick shout out to Brian Dutcher. He handled the entire situation leading up to the game, at the game, and after the game with such class. He is a great man. It was awesome to hear that Terry Mills had a chance to catch up with his former assistant coach before the ball game. And we played it in the pregame show. Coach Dutcher was asked what was going to be the biggest part of coming into Chrysler Center, and he said the people. And there are so many, whether they're still within the program or just people around Ann Arbor who came to see him, came to see his team play against the Wolverines. Pretty cool. The house divided type deal of part Michigan, part San Diego State. We certainly wish the Aztecs the very best the rest of the season. They've really created an incredible program. That loss for San Diego State dropped Coach Dutcher's record as a head coach to 101-34. He's been incredible. Shout out to him. Hopefully we get a chance to see San Diego State again sooner rather than later. Who knows? Maybe come March. Michigan a winner, 72-58. Let's hear from the national champ, the former Brian Dutcher player. Here's Terry Mills.
Terry, first time in a couple of games that we saw some real offensive flow from Michigan, and I don't think it's a coincidence that Hunter Dickinson, his best game of the year, and consequently everyone else seemed to feed off of that.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, that was one of my keys to the ball game was to let's keep Hunter engaged. And how you keep a big guy engaged is you throw him the basketball and let him make some decisions. And I thought Hunter did a good job in making all the right decisions by accepting the double teams, kicking it out on the perimeter, and guys on the perimeter shot the ball with confidence, and it was fun to see.
Now, he also made three threes. A little surprising. Not as surprising. Caleb Houston, we know he can shoot it four or five from deep, and really it seems this offense, not going to expect 55% shooting from three every game, but if he can be consistent from beyond the arc, does that bring this offense to a different dimension?
Yes, it does. You know, I've seen some things that I haven't seen all season long, not only out of Caleb being able to, you know, knock down those jump shots from the perimeter because I didn't know who was going to get knocked down those shots, but also a guy like Frankie Collins getting in, starting to get into the lane and then creating for others because I didn't know if we even had a player like that on his team that could get in the lane and help others get shots on the perimeter.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at Frankie's final numbers, 8 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 24 minutes. So you look at it and go, all right, he played well. But I think a lot of people forget about him with all the attention that Houston and Diabate got. But this kid, a top 50 recruit, and he's been spectacular off the bench for the Wolverines.
Yes, he has. And I think what he's doing is he's finding some consistency. He kind of knows exactly when he's going in the game now. And it takes that from a younger player to know what his role is, when he's going to come into the game. And right now he understands that, hey, he's going to be the first guy off the bench when it comes to, hey, I need a guard in there right now, and his number's going to get called. And I think that he's taking that that information that Coach Howard always says, stay ready and you don't have to get ready. So I think he's taking advantage of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And now Terry head to Lincoln for the Big Ten opener on Tuesday. How important do you think today's win was, not just to get the win over a good San Diego State team, but to do it with some good-looking offense, to do it convincingly in the final 5 minutes, be able to breathe a little bit heading into Tuesday?
Oh, man, it was very important because I haven't been able to exhale for some time myself from calling it from the booth here. It's just, you know, for them to win it the way they did, build a lead, hang on to the lead, and just do things the right way. I mean, I think that was probably their best win overall, in my opinion.
Yeah, probably. Now, Terry, we went into your crystal ball last week for our final question, and you said Michigan is going to beat Ohio State. So we're going to go back to the crystal ball. Michigan football tonight, Iowa Big Ten Championship. Maize and Blue bring it home?
Maize and Blue will bring it home and seal the deal. You know, and it makes it even better for these players to get a win here, and I'm sure they're going to be supporting the U of M football team, and they can all sit around and watch it together. I mean, it's better to watch it with a big win like this as opposed to a loss because, hey, sometimes you lose games, you're not interested because we've lost a couple games here and I haven't watched SportsCenter in about 2 or 3 days. So it's good to be able to go back home and turn ESPN on.
Absolutely. Well, Terry, enjoy the win. Enjoy the football game tonight. We'll talk to you again Tuesday from Lincoln.
Thanks a lot, Rob.
Thanks to Rob and thanks to Terry. Let's get into our post-game interviews, and we start with the head coach, Juwan Howard.
Coach, there was that 14-0 run over 7 minutes. You guys were going offensively. You forced San Diego State into 7 turnovers that stretch. What changed in that moment to turn what was a really back-and-forth game into you guys controlling things?
Well, I would say our defensive energy and activity in the second half that really keyed that run for us. Caleb being on the ball, being disruptive as possible. And he had, of course, Eli and Frankie on the back end, as well as Hunter and Terrence. And that defensive energy in front of the ball, in the front, in the backcourt, and then when we got to the front court, you know, we limited them to one-shot opportunities because at times they shot, they made any type of attempt to the basket, whether it was a drive or outside jumper, it was contested. And with that, you know, our guys did an amazing job of just, you know, limiting them to one-chance opportunities by boxing out, because in the first half, you know, we gave them 6 offensive rebounds. But in the second half, I think that was the key for our run, was only giving up 3 in the second half.
When we talked after Wednesday, the first thing you mentioned was not having Hunter Dickinson on the floor. He was on the floor in this one, and he was a force. How was he so effective?
Well, I mean, he logged in 39 minutes, and it's just as simple. I mean, he's good. He's a really good player that, you know, this brings a lot of attention where, you know, when teams double, you know, he's going to make plays for his teammates. If they don't double, he's going to find a way to put that ball in the hole because he's so good with the skill level, and he worked on it as well. You know, we're a different ball club when he's out there on the floor. It's that simple. And we're a better team. We got to keep him out of foul trouble. You know, it's important that, you know, I don't wear him down, which I would not. But he makes everything a lot better for not only just the players on the floor, but also the entire team.
Caleb Houston had a great game offensively, but boy, his defense seemed to really jump off the court when he played. What was so important for him to really befuddle some of those Aztecs?
Well, you know, he's making, you know, a conscious effort of being a two-way player, and I think that's probably something that was never asked before and that he's embraced. And it's not like he's fought it or anything like that. He's just learning. And being a first year, new coach, new terminology, new system, asking things of him that he's never done before, like I mentioned earlier. You know, and it's new. And he hasn't fought it, hasn't shown any resistance. He's a competitor. And that learning curve, it just so happens you're going to get better and better while you're out there on the floor. And, you know, I admire his level of, you know, knowledge and IQ for the game, because, you know, he's always asking for film, and he's also taking ownership when he's not doing his job.
Do you have an update on Musa? And talk about your team's ability to make up for his absence, because whether it was Terrence or Frankie or Brandon, it seemed like you guys were able to withstand that.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a big reason why Hunt played 39 minutes, because there was no Musa. And Musa, unfortunately, you know, he tried to give it his all, but the poor guy was sick. You know, and it's unfortunate. Like, you know, we had one player on our team catching the flu, and then Musa came in with a temperature, and he tried to do his best as far as go out there and play in the first half. But I saw it in, you know, the first 2 minutes of a ball game where he was, you know, having a hard time breathing, and I would never put anyone's health in harm's way just to win a ball game. You know, my player's health comes first, more than just a game, and that's a fact. And with that, I just pray, and I know that our athletic department is going to help in many ways in getting him healthy. It's important now that he get his rest, load up on some fluids, and I might have to, you know, deliver him some chicken noodle soup.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time. I hope you'll be able to be fully invested in that football game tonight.
Go Blue.
Coach Howard's thoughts after the Wolverines get to 5-3. They knock off San Diego State thanks to a 36-24 blitz in the second half. Caleb Houston, tremendous. 17 points, 6 of 10 from the floor, 5 rebounds in 35 minutes. Here were his thoughts about really a great game on both ends of the floor.
I want to start with your defense. Mm-hmm. What was key for you on that side? Because you seem to be all over the floor.
Yeah, I think just bringing a lot of energy. You know, we made an emphasis going into the game to really play off our defense. That's something that we feel like we haven't been doing as well. Just get excited. Just be excited about getting stops. So I just tried to do that on the defensive end and just bring a lot of energy.
Offensively, did you feel like it was just a matter of time? Did you like the looks you had gotten? What was so good about what you were able to do today offensively?
I think I'm a confident player. I'm always confident. I like the looks I got today for sure. That's not saying I didn't like the looks I got in the other games, but so I think it was just it was a good game. I felt good going into the game, felt good during the game, and yeah, I thought it went pretty well.
How did this team get so many good looks against? I mean, San Diego State's defense is great. They gave up 23% shooting from three. How did you guys get so many good looks?
Yeah, I think just the system that we run, sending a lot of those chest screens for guys to flare off, people getting to the basket and getting kickouts. Hunt being the big man presence he is, they got to double off him. Then he's kick it out, a couple swing passes, and then you get a open three. So I think just sticking to the offense, sticking to the basics, finding the open man.
How did Hunter just put this team on its back for so long in that ball game? He was tremendous.
Yeah, no, obviously a great player. Played really well in the post, really well defensively, hit a lot of big shots, so he played amazing.
Lastly, what can this type of game do for you guys heading into Big Ten play? I know it had been kind of an up-and-down run, but boy, you guys played with a lot of confidence.
I think for sure. I think that's one thing about this team, that even though you go through ups and downs, we all have a lot of confidence in ourselves and each other. The coaching staff has a lot of confidence in us, so I think this is a big win for us. Once again, another confidence booster, and we can only go up from here, so we're just going to continue to work, grind, and stay in the gym.
Great stuff, Caleb. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Here's Caleb Houston, Rob. Back to you.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We wrap things up with a highlight recap, and for that, we rejoin Rob Joyce in our Learfield Network studios.
Time for the highlights of this one. Michigan taking on the Aztecs in the final tune-up before Big Ten play starts next week. And a very good San Diego State team. Aztecs took a very early lead in this one, striking first, largely holding the edge in the opening 5 minutes, led 8-6 at the first media timeout. Very even battle in the initial 7-8 minutes of the game. Shooting, rebounding, turnovers all similar. Then Michigan would get a spark in the name of Frankie Collins. Two quick transition buckets for the freshman. Those four easy points would ignite the offense.
He'll size things up against Baker Mazzara. Out on high at the block, M. Collins. Left corner. Here's Johns for a quick trigger three. Bang! And there's Brandon. Confident stroke for the three. Michigan up 20-13. Timeout, Brian Dutcher at San Diego State.
That capped an 8-0 Wolverine run. All made it 20-13, Maize and Blue, midway through the first half. And for the first time in a bit, it looked like Michigan had a consistent flow on offense. Points in the paint, points from beyond the arc, including one from a guy who normally does his work in the paint.
At the point, here's Dickinson, no hesitation, for a three that goes down. Hunter Dickinson pushes Michigan's lead to 10. There's Hunter's second career three ball in college.
Wouldn't be the last we hear from Dickinson from beyond the arc today. That gave Michigan its largest lead of the half, 10. Then San Diego State had its rebuttal, 8 straight in the later stages of the first half. It trimmed the advantage down to 1 at one point. Caleb Houston, though, a key three-pointer to end that spurt. But the Aztecs did make one last push to take the lead heading into halftime.
He'll stutter step and drive, shut off by Williams. 6 on the timer, pulls up from 15 and scores it. San Diego State has made 6 of their last 7. They lead by 1 all of a sudden. First lead since 13-12.
Yeah, well, Bradley's probably the only player that they have that can create his own shot with the shot clock running down.
Dickinson right point for a three with 3 seconds left, and he drains it. Lets out a roar as Michigan will take the lead 36-34 at the end of the first half.
Dickinson entered the day with one career three-pointer. He made two in the first half, put Michigan up by two, 36-34 at the break. Threes, a key stat in this one against an Aztecs team that came into the game fifth nationally in three-point defense. The long ball is how Michigan would extend its lead early on in half number two.
3 minutes in second half, Michigan's lead is two. Jones finds an open Brooks left point for three. Bang. And Michigan's up by five. Eli Brooks knocks down his first triple today and number 14 on the season.
At this point, Wolverines 7 of 12 from beyond the arc. Compare that to the Aztecs who, same point, we're just 3 of 14 from deep. It stayed a multi-possession game for the next few minutes. Under 12 timeout, it's 50-43 Michigan. Defense really started to clamp down. San Diego State started to turn the ball over, went ice-cold shooting, and that allowed the Wolverine lead to swell.
Feed it into Dickinson. Quick double-team, give Brooks. Left pocket a three. Oh, it's too strong. Rebound down to Mensah. Ball poked away by Collins. Pinballs to Collins as Brooks collided with Seiko. Collins all the way, laid it up. No. Tap up, no. Third chance is good. Collins a little flex after the extra effort. Michigan's lead swells to 10 again.
Final field goal of the day for Frankie Collins. That made it six straight Michigan points to go up 53-43. Next possession, a Hunter Dickinson jumper. After that, a Terrence Williams triple to make it 11 unanswered. Forced a Brian Dutcher timeout, 58-43 with 8 minutes to go. But the three-point show wasn't over. Today's Call the Game brought to you by the experts at University of Michigan Health.
High on the left, Dickinson has it. He'll hand off to Williams, working ahead of the key, driving right elbow, shut off with 8 on the timer. Right corner, Houston has it. To Collins' right wing. He'll drive inside. He'll feed it on a one-hop left wing. Brooks a three. You betcha. What a find from Frankie. Wolverines up 18. That's 14 straight for the Maize and Blue.
And that's today's Call the Game, brought to you by University of Michigan Health. There's a difference between an answer and a Michigan answer. To learn more about Michigan's best hospital, visit MichiganAnswers.com. A 14-0 run over a 7-minute span. And in that time, the Aztecs, 0 points, 0 of 7 shooting, 8 turnovers. Eventually, they would make a shot, but do little to slow down Michigan on the other end. And with 5 minutes left, Caleb Houston will put the final nail in the coffin.
Up 16, 5:33 left. Brooks behind the back dribble. Now left side, Houston for a three. Oh, yeah! Caleb Houston with 17. He's 4 of 5 from deep, and Michigan's up 19.
Houston would finish 4 of 5 from deep. Michigan as a team, 11 of 20 overall from beyond the arc. The lead peaked at 21. Aztecs would cut it into that a little bit in the final 3 minutes, but the Wolverines will head into Big Ten play on a high, defeating San Diego State this afternoon by a final of 72-58.
That'll do it for this edition of Defend the Block. Again, this is being recorded before Michigan football takes on Iowa. We will have the full In the Trenches recap early Sunday morning, as Michigan and Iowa play for a Big Ten championship. For Terry Mills, for Caleb Houston, for Juwan Howard, and for Rob Joyce, I'm Brian Bush. Thanks as always for listening. Wolverines a winner over San Diego State. Go Blue.
Thanks for listening to today's edition of Defend the Block, part of our Michigan Athletics Podcast Network. MGo Blue Podcasts. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.